It's nice to have a full room of friends this morning, isn't it? Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We are pleased to have with us today Pastor Mark Quattrocci from the chapel in Trinity, Florida. Pastor Q, you may approach the well.
Let us pray together. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much. It is an honor to be here, and I'm humbled to lead this Florida House in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for today, because every day is a gift from you, and we want to use this day to bring you glory and honor. Today, Lord, we place you first and seek your way before all else, for we know that it is your wisdom that is best and your ways that are meant to direct our paths. Lord, we ask that you unite us under your banner of love for us and bless our desire to serve with excellence. It is with the united heart that we ask you to bind us together as leaders and that you, Lord, would increase the desire for wisdom in each of us and bring us understanding for decisions before us. Lord, we ask for your protection and blessing over the first responders, our medical frontline workers, and all of our community leaders as they navigate the tough times we are currently experiencing. Lord, continue to be with our military men and women as they defend freedom and uphold democracy. We ask for your strength and peace for their families. Lord, thank you for Speaker Chris Sproles. We pray that you strengthen him and guide his thoughts, protect his family, and give him the confidence that can only come from your spirit. Today, Lord, I ask for a blessing on each member of this house. Enable them by your spirit to live out what is written in your word and to make your kingdom come on earth as it exists in heaven. Strengthen them to live out your will each and every day. I pray that they seek you in their responsibilities and most of all in their hearts. Protect their families as they serve and bless their homes with the peace that can only come from the Prince of Peace. We ask that your spirit gives them the confidence to live out your truth shown in their love for others. Lord, we ask for a blessing of your wisdom on this house and all its members. Give them the wisdom of Solomon for each and every decision that they will make in the sessions today and to come. We are here by your grace and placed in this position for such a time as this. We ask for fresh insight and as we discern between right and wrong, just and unjust. May we keep fresh in our minds and hearts the responsibility of leadership to the people who call this great state home. Grace this house with a heart for people, courage in the face of fear, strength in the moments of weakness, and confidence in the midst of turmoil. We give you this day to guide and shape. We eagerly invite heaven's intervention into all the affairs of our state, and we praise you in advance for your guidance. We pray all this in the matchless name above all names, the only name worthy of our worship. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
112 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members, a quorum being present, the House of Representatives is declared officially in session for the 124th regular session of the legislature since statehood in 1845. Welcome. If everyone can remain standing for the presentation of the colors, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. The colors will be presented by the members of the Palm Harbor Fire Department Honor Guard. We're pleased to have with us Lieutenant Chris Eisenhart, Lieutenant Chris Zepeto, Firefighter Paramedic Kyle Drozdowski, Firefighter Paramedic David Hoekstra, Firefighter Paramedic Luca Patrone. Post the colors. Leading the pledge today is Representative Haig from his desk. Allegiance to the flag of the United States. We are honored to have David Detweiler, Assistant Professor of Jazz Saxophone at Florida State University, joining us today to play the national anthem. Mr. Detweiler, please approach the well. Thank you, Mr. Detweiler. That was awesome. You may retire the colors. Members, you may be seated. Sergeant Hosfer, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, a committee from the Senate.
Let the committee be received. Welcome to the Florida House. Who speaks for the committee? Senator Broxton, you're recognized. Thank you, Senator Broxton, and the committee from the Senate. The Florida House stands ready to work with you all, with President Simpson, on another historic legislative session. Thank you. Members, just a few moments ago, we went through some traditions that we go through every time we meet together, with the exception of the saxophone, of course. The Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, the Color Guard are examples of things that we do as a chamber to honor our country our history, and our principles. This House, on several occasions over the years, has emphasized the importance of civic education in our classrooms, including our Portraits and Patriotism bill that was carried by Representative Zika this past session. To further our commitment to civics, the House has produced a state government civics curriculum for fourth grade. We work with a number of Florida teachers to ensure that the curriculum is pedagogically sound and consistent with our Florida educational standards. On your desk, you will find this. The box includes the draft samples of civics lessons and activities, including the games that will teach our students about state government, a choose your own adventure style book on public service, and a mock bill challenge. Once our proposed curriculum has been approved by the Florida Department of Education, we will have these materials, including instructional guides, on a website and available for every fourth grade classroom in Florida to access, to print, and to use inside their classroom. I'm especially excited to share with you that the curriculum has a component that will allow each one of you, as a legislator, to participate in teaching our fourth graders about state government and civics. This initiative is just another one in a series of steps we've taken to make our House more welcoming and accessible to every Floridian. And I believe that we are the very first chamber in any state legislature in America to adopt our own educational curriculum. I hope you'll take some time to look through the materials, and when asked by your local schools, to take the opportunity to take this Florida House state government curriculum and share it with great fourth graders eager to learn about state government and this amazing country of ours. Members, a little bit of personal privilege this morning as I introduce our doctor of the day. Many of you may know, or some of you may know, it's not something I talk about a great deal. When I was a young person, when I was 18 years old, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a form of cancer, went through treatment, and through the grace of God and one incredibly brilliant doctor, I was cured. I'm privileged to tell you that in addition to being cured, I developed a lifelong friendship with that doctor, so much so that when Shannon and I were trying to figure out a place we could get married, we decided to do it inside his living room. But he's been a great friend to me and obviously a pivotal part of my life. It's a pleasure to introduce to you my doctor, our doctor of the day, Dr. Joseph Sennebaum from Florida Cancer Specialists in Hudson, Florida. Joe, thank you and welcome to the Florida House. Members, last year we started the first tradition to honor a law enforcement officer of the day, and we are honored to have Detective Paul Griffith as our law enforcement officer of the day today, who's sponsored by his proud sister, Representative Colleen Burton. Detective Griffith is a law enforcement officer with over 33 years of civilian and military police service. In his time as a military police officer, Detective Griffith's commitment and bravery earned him assignments at the highest office in the land, serving on the protection detail of both President Reagan and President H.W. Bush. In addition to his domestic service, he protected us abroad and was responsible for top secret information on presidential missions, as well as the security of squadrons' assets. But serving his country wasn't quite enough for Detective Griffith. He also wanted to serve his community. And for 27 years, he has served the city of Port St. Lucie, where he's invested homicides, sex crimes, robberies, cyber, and economic crimes. He currently serves with the departments as a detective and master police officer of their Economic and Person Crimes Unit. Detective Griffith, we join your proud sister, Representative Burton, in thanking you for your many dedicated years of service to the United States of America and to the people of the state of Florida, and we welcome you to the Florida House. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, shall the journal approve? Members, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the members of the Florida Cabinet, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Florida, the Honorable Jeanette Nunez. Governor, it's gone downhill since you presided over the rostrum here in the Florida House. The Attorney General of the State of Florida, the Honorable Ashley Moody. Our Chief Financial Officer of the State of Florida and a former member of this House, Jimmy Patronis. The Commissioner of Agriculture of the State of Florida, the Honorable Nikki Freed. Thank you. Members, we are also pleased to have with us today Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar. Welcome to the Florida House. Thank you for joining us. Members, it's my pleasure to introduce justices from the Supreme Court of Florida. Joining us today, the Honorable Charles T. Kennedy, Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court. The Honorable Ricky Polston. The Honorable Alan Lawson. The Honorable John D. Coryell. The Honorable Jamie R. Groshans. Welcome to the Florida House. Thank you for being with us. We are pleased to have with us today, I'm making sure they're here, former speakers of the Florida House of Representatives. As I call your name, please stand and be recognized. Joining us today, the Honorable Richard Corcoran. The Honorable Steve Crisafulli. The Honorable Tom Feeney. The Honorable Ralph Haben, Jr. The Honorable H. Lee Moffitt. Thank you for being here. Leader Grant, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we're pleased today to have with us several former members of our Republican leaders. Former leaders, please stand to be recognized as your name is called. Members, please hold your applause until the end. Present are the Honorable Dane Eagle, Adam Hasner, the Honorable Kurt Kaiser, the Honorable Sandra Mortham, the Honorable Ron Richmond, and Senator Ray Rodriguez. Welcome to the Florida House.
Representative Jenny, you're recognized for introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A little bit later, we'll be joined by former Minority Leader Janet Cruz. We've already been joined by Representative Toledo's roses, so that'll take up most of the introduction time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're pleased to have with us today several former members of this House. Former members, please stand to be recognized as your name is called. Members, if we could just hold our applause until the end. The Honorable Mike Abrams, the Honorable Marty Coley, the Honorable Eddie Gonzalez, the Honorable Ron Greenstein, the Honorable Sean Harrison, the Honorable Kurt Kelly, the Honorable Seth McKeel, the Honorable Frank Messersmith, the Honorable Joe Saunders, the Honorable Alan Williams, The Honorable Juan Zapata. The Honorable Jamie Grant. The additions. The Honorable Clay Ingram. The Honorable Bob Cortez. The Honorable and Ambassador Carlos Trujillo. The Honorable Eric Frezen. The Honorable Matt Hudson. The Honorable Mel Ponder. Honorable Barry Richards. Welcome back to the Florida House. Speaker Pro Tem Avila, you're recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, it is my privilege and honor to present Speaker Sprouse's family. Present with us are Speaker Sprouse's wife, Shannon, and their children, Prescott and Comrade. His parents. Members, also his parents, Joe and Marie Sprouse, and his sister, Lisa Yeager, and her husband, Brad. Members, let's take a moment to welcome all of our friends and families who have made the trip to Tallahassee to join us for opening day. We're glad to have you here. Welcome to the Florida House. Members, please be seated for Speaker Sproul's remarks. Mr. Speaker.
What are you willing to risk? That is the question that will be at the heart of our session here for the next 60 days. When we legislate, we manage risk. We assess the danger of an action. And when we do act, we face the problem of unintended or collateral consequences. But the choices we make are also the opportunities that we lose, because we spend resources on this problem versus that one. And though we rarely talk about it, the foundational question is whether or not our idea will even work. We often debate in this chamber and in committee, encased in the armor of our own certainty. Except the real world is anything but certain. There have been bills passed by this majority that have not lived up to the promises that were made on this floor. And there have been many times that members of the minority party have predicted an apocalypse that has not materialized. When we pass a major piece of policy out of the legislature, we are deciding. We are answering the question, what are we willing to risk to improve the lives of the people of Florida? But we can't avoid the obvious irony. If government and governance rests on the idea and the assessment of balancing risks, it also happens inside the political process, which is almost entirely based on the concept of risk avoidance. Politics encourages us to talk big and act small. It pushes us inside our comfort zones and builds walls to keep us from noticing that the world around us has changed. It asks the converted to preach only to the faithful. You don't have to look much further than the conversations around COVID-19. Here's an almost perfect example of the need to manage risks, to balance public health concerns against the need for people to maintain their livelihoods, the need to attend to the emotional, educational, and social well-being of our children. And yet the conversation has, at times, been dominated by the extremes, the people who want to lock everybody inside their houses, and those who think that the virus is a conspiracy to microchip the masses. The truth is, that the average public health official isn't a saint and they aren't a sinner. They're just ordinary government bureaucrats who see the world myopically through the lens of their own work. They're no different than the insurance industry lobbyists, or the nursing homeowners, or the criminal justice reform advocates, or the any hundreds of those who will come to Tallahassee this session. They spend their days looking through a narrow keyhole, and they see the world in monochrome. It's our job as legislators to see the entire horizon, the full spectrum. It's our responsibility to appreciate the complexities and balanced perspectives, to see both the risks and the opportunities presented in every issue, and to find the right path forward. I've been incredibly proud of the work of this Florida House has done over the last year. And I think it stands in sharp contrast to the paralytic dysfunction and the extreme self-regard that has ruined Washington, D.C. But our work isn't done. This session, in this House, we're going to be looking at the risk portfolio of our state. Some risks are concrete and specific, like the deficiencies in our state's cybersecurity infrastructure. Some risks are massive and omnipresent, like the array of problems created by the threat of hurricanes. And some risks are more existential, like what are our shared beliefs and values as Floridians? We are at a cash-rich moment in our state's history, which means we have an historic opportunity to make critical investments in long-term needs, but we also have a historic opportunity to waste money on short-term wants. Whatever the issue, my only ask of you all is this. Step away from the keyhole and out of your own comfort zones. Be a little less certain that you have all the answers and a little more skeptical about what the lobbyists and advocates are telling you. Listen carefully before you talk and then ask hard, informed questions. Engage. Take chances. Let's not be afraid of hard choices. Members, if we do all of that, the reward will be life-changing. We have the power to make this state a better, safer, more prosperous place for all Floridians. The only question that remains is, what are you willing to risk? May God bless you all, and may God bless the great state of Florida. My boys made it through that whole speech. Good job, boys. Are there communications on the desk?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the communication.
Dear President Simpson and Speaker Sprouls, as Governor of Florida, I respectfully request the opportunity to present the State of the State Address to the joint session of the Florida Legislature on Tuesday, January 11, 2022 at 11 o'clock a.m. Despite the unprecedented challenges our nation has faced over the past 2 years, Florida has weathered the storm and remained committed to enduring principles of liberty, conservative governance, and economic opportunity. I am optimistic about the future of our state and look forward to sharing my legislative priorities and the Freedom First budget with you and your colleagues. Sincerely, Ron DeSantis, Governor.
For what purpose does Representative Brenner rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that the rules be waived to introduce SCR 1440, read it twice by title, and upon its adoption, lay HCR 1235 on the table.
Representative Renner moves that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that SCR 1440 be introduced and read twice by title. Upon its adoption, lay HCR 1235 on the table. All in favor say yay. All opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Read the message, followed by a reading of the resolution twice by title.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker. I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has adopted SCR 1140 and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary. By Senator Pazidomo, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1440, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor. By Senator Pazidomo, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1440, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor.
Representative Renner, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
This concurrent resolution authorizes the House and the Senate to meet in a joint session at 11 a.m. to receive the governor's message.
Are there questions? Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adopt SCR 1440.
Representative Renner moves that we adopt SCR 1440. Is there debate? All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Show the resolution is adopted and HCR 1235 laid on the table. For what purpose does Speaker Pro Tem Avila rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
I move that a committee be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is convened and ready to transact business.
Speaker Pro Tem Avila moves that a committee be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is convened and ready to transact business. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show that motion is approved. The chair appoints Representatives Escamani, McCurdy, Snyder, Tuck, and Representative Andrade as chair. The committee is excused to perform its duties. Members, as the committee goes out to perform its duties, please join me in welcoming two former members to this chamber, Representatives Mia Jones and John Grand. Welcome back to the Florida House. Representative Renner, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today, January 11, 2022, or upon the call of the Speaker.
Representative Renner moves that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today or upon call of the Speaker. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Members, we will stay in close for the joint session that will begin at 11 a.m. Till then, the House is adjourned. Sergeant Hosford, please secure the chamber.